Amazon is running a sale, but some of their deals might not actually be deals. Every year, millions of people rush to Prime Day thinking they're getting huge discounts. It's one of the biggest shopping events in the US each year, but people have started to slowly realize the prices they're seeing may not be as good as they seem. I looked into the claims, and in this video, I'll be sharing with you what researchers found when they dug into thousands of Amazon listings, what a federal lawsuit is saying about Prime Day pricing, and also how you can check in about 10 seconds whether a deal you see on Prime Day is actually a good deal. Before I explain what researchers found when they looked at thousands of deals, let me first explain the federal regulations around pricing. When you land on Prime Day product page, you see three things: a big sale number, a high number crossed out, and a badge that says something like 42% off or you save $60. That crossed out number is a reference price. It's supposed to represent what the product normally costs, so you can see just how big the discount really is. But here's the problem. The Federal Trade Commission, the government agency that watches over for shady business practices, has rules about this. They say that a reference price has to be real. It has to be what a product actually sold for recently. You can't just pick a high number, cross it out, and call it a discount. Consumer Watchdog, a watchdog group, went through thousands of Amazon product listings and found something pretty wild. In a lot of cases, the crossed out was price was higher than what Amazon had ever actually charged for that product. On average, those reference prices overstated the normal market price by about 20%, and in some cases, the crossed out number was nearly 70% higher than the real historical price. And shoppers have been noticing. One person on Reddit posted screenshots and wrote, "I took snapshots at the beginning of the month on things I wanted to buy. Today, most of them were the same price, just in a different font." A former Amazon employee added, "Before those sales, they raise prices, then lower them to make it look like you're getting a good deal." Amazon pushed back on the Consumer Watchdog report and called the methodology deeply flawed. So it's not a closed case, but this report has caused regulators to start to take notice. Now here's where it gets interesting, because even when the discounts could be considered real, I personally wouldn't consider them honest. A group of researchers from three universities, Arizona State, University of South Carolina, and University of Florida, went through price histories for around 15,000 Amazon products to dig further into the claims of dishonest pricing. When they looked, they found a clear pattern. Sellers would introduce or raise a list price right before a sale, and then quietly remove it a few days later. The whole point of the higher price wasn't to actually sell anything, it was just to make the discount look bigger. More than one in five of those list price introductions came alongside an actual price increase, and about 75% of those increases were gone within days. The researchers calculated that shoppers paid roughly 23% more during those discounts windows than they had been paying before the list price ever appeared. This means that if someone would have just purchased the item a few weeks prior, they would have spent significantly less. This also isn't a new trick. Brick and mortar retail stores have been using this trick for years, raising the prices right before a big sale so that they can abide by FTC rules and say their discounts are genuine. However, online shopping has made it significantly easier to see the paper trail of pricing. One shopper documented a dog cargo liner. They said that on October 5th, it was $35.99 without any discounts, but on Prime Day, it showed up for a new list price of $45.99 and was advertised at 22% off. Exactly $35.99 as the original price was. Another shopper tracked a 3D printer they had been watching for weeks. It sat at $3.59 for days, and then the night before Prime Day, it quietly jumped up to $4.74. The next morning, it was listed as a lightning deal and back at $3.59. This isn't always Amazon itself doing this. A lot of it comes from the millions of third-party sellers who list products on the platform. But the Prime Day deal badge still goes on the top of their listing, and shoppers have no easy way of knowing the difference. This also doesn't mean all deals are fake. Some deals are real, but based on what the researchers found, some are just normal prices with a red badge, and some numbers are situations where the before price was actually never the real price at all. Now, before I show you how to check whether something's a real deal, let me share what the government and courts are saying. In October of last year, this all jumped from Reddit threads into a courtroom. Two Amazon Prime members, Kathy Armstrong from California and Olawa Fosudu from Maryland, filed a proposed class action lawsuit in federal court in Washington state. They're arguing that Prime Day is rife with fake sales and misleading percent off claims. The core accusation is simple, but serious. The suit says that Amazon used fictional list prices to calculate its Prime Day discounts. So when you saw a Prime Day deal of 40% off or 44% off Prime Day deal, that percentage was based on a made up or briefly inflated before price, not what the item actually sold for before the event. This is exactly what the researchers found. It argues that Amazon's list price often did not represent a real recent selling price and was only there to make the discount look bigger. The case is asking the court to treat this as a class action lawsuit, which means that it would cover a huge group of Prime Day shoppers, not just the two named individuals. The plaintiffs are suing under Washington state consumer protection laws and other similar state laws, and they're also looking to ask for damages, legal fees, and a jury trial. A separate update in late 2025 said a judge has already ruled that Amazon must face the lawsuit, which means the court thought the claims were strong enough to move forward instead of being thrown out at the start. Amazon, for its part, denies that it's running fake sales and says its discounts and list price follow the rules. The lawsuit hasn't been decided yet, but the fact that we have a detailed complaint, plus a judge willing to let it proceed, shows that this isn't just internet anger and individuals aren't just sharing theories anymore. The FTC's own guidelines say that if you advertise a former price, that price has to be real and recent. Using a price you've never actually charged or only charged for a day to make a discount look bigger is considered deceptive. Here's the good news. You can check any of this yourself in about 10 seconds. There's a free tool called CamelCamelCamel that tracks the price history of Amazon products. You can look up any item and see exactly what it sold for over the last year. Their browser extension called the Camelizer puts the price history graph right on the Amazon product page so you don't even have to leave. If the graph is flat and today's prices are near all-time low, that's probably a real deal. If the graph shows a spike right before Prime Day and the sales price is still above the long-term average, you're not saving anything. Recently, I've also noticed that Amazon's website also has an Alexa price tracker as well. It seems to be a relatively new feature that should make checking price history even easier. Here's three more tips that can also help make sure you're getting a real deal. First, make your list before Prime Day starts and write down the current prices. That way you have a real baseline to compare against. You can also open up a second tab and check the same product on another retailer. Sometimes it's even cheaper somewhere else with no active sale. And last, ignore the countdown timer. If a price seems suspicious, let the timer run out. These timers are there to pressure you into making a decision quickly. Plenty of time the prices stay the same or even come back to that price. To be fair, this isn't a simple open and shut case. What's clearly documented is that watchdog groups have been able to find inflated reference prices on a large scale. Academic researchers have also found a very similar pattern of list prices being introduced right before sales and then removed after, and in addition, individual shoppers have also been able to post screenshots and receipts of online pricing highlighting the same issues. The lawsuit that was filed is also an indicator that all of these claims have at least some merit to them. What's still uncertain is how much of today's Prime Day deals are genuinely discounted items versus misleading pricing. Amazon's catalog changes constantly, and most detailed academic data is from 2016 to 2017. Amazon has disputed the watchdog's findings and says its pricing is not deceptive. The lawsuit has not yet been resolved, so we're in the middle space between real concerns and ongoing disputes without a final ruling. From what I can tell by the research, not every Prime Day deal is fake, but enough are that you shouldn't trust the crossed out price without first checking it yourself. The simple fix is to check the price history before you buy. 10 seconds with CamelCamelCamel or Amazon's new price checker tool is all it should take to let you know whether you're getting a real deal or if you're just looking at a good looking number. One shopper on Reddit said it best, saying not all of it is a scam, but you have to do your own homework because Amazon isn't going to do it for you. Please subscribe and thank you for watching. And also thank you to my channel members for supporting my content.